Well, the fact that it is impeded is one of the main reasons why there is at the moment a famine in some areas of South Sudan, particularly in the United States. In fact, in areas in similar condition bordering these areas affected by famine, at the moment we don't have a famine. So humanitarian access is absolutely fundamental, and at the moment we are not sure that this will be restored.
What do the next steps need to be in order to support these vulnerable populations?
Well, as I said, it's absolutely fundamental to have access to this vulnerable population, which is not easy at all. You have to think this region is, in many cases, a swampy area where people run for their life and stay in some small island, and it's very difficult to access. Now, if access is restored, and we hope that after the famine declaration, the government and the warring party will agree in allowing humanitarian access to this area, then it will be fundamental to do two things. One is purely food assistance, food aid, which is absolutely crucial to help people to survive. At the same time, I think we have also to help these people to restore their livelihood in order for them to live. And in this, FAO will have a very big role in terms of livelihood support.
What are the implications if timely support isn't received?
The implication is, at the moment, that the situation will further degrade. We have already said that there is famine in two counties. We don't know because we don't have access, but thousands of people may have already died. And this can be only further aggravated. Just think that the next harvest will be in August. And from now to August, I think it's absolutely fundamental to do something very quick.